But we're the living epistles now, known and read of all men. And so being that living epistle is that word living in you, that God is, he's already written it on the tables of your heart, and he's given us the Spirit of God to bring all of that out. So like when it comes to the scriptures, we should read them as God is directing us to read them. And we go by that. I mean, I go to the scriptures, I go to the church epistles as I'm led, as I'm inspired. If I'm inspired, I go and look at the Old Testament records. But God has given us that Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ up from the dead. And Jesus Christ was led of that Spirit. And he fulfilled every jot and tittle because he was led by God. There is no way, unless he was led by God, could he fulfill the scriptures. So that's very important to understand, that the scriptures is our base. We come back to that, settles arguments, right? But as we're led by God and we do what God puts in our heart, when we are orientating our minds to God rather than the world, then we can receive from God. You was talking about the gift of Holy Spirit. We've got 9 manifestations, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discernment, spirits, faith, miracles, and healings. We break that down, but it works as one. So like as soon as we're up in the morning, like you said, speak in tongues. And then you do what God puts in your heart to do, because God says that he, from the scriptures say, from Paul's mouth, was that he is at work in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's continually energizing you, but are you receiving? And see, when we're not receiving, it's because we're distracted with many other things. Being a Martha in the world. Are you a Martha or are you a Mary? We want to be the Mary, right? We want to be at the feet of the Master. And actually, we are as he is. As Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus is right now, so are we in this world. Do you believe that? You may think, well, you don't know my situation, you don't know my feelings, you don't know my circumstances. But truth is truth. So we are as he is. We are seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. That's where we put our mind to. And as we're speaking in tongues, God is inspiring his thoughts, his ideas. And we got to remember also, like, the name of Jesus Christ is very powerful on heaven, on earth, and under the earth, right? When we use that name, everything has to bow. So if you feel like you're under pressure or you're not getting anywhere, you say in the name of Jesus Christ, light be. Light in this darkness shine right now. Devil spirits go out. I'll tell you what happened to me the other day. Yesterday, I was getting ready to go out, have my hair cut. And I was kind of rushing a little bit, got washed, shaved, put my stuff on. And I sat down and I just coughed a little bit. And all of a sudden, I just felt hot all over. And I felt a little bit weird, like, you know, and I'm thinking, what's this? And I got up and I said to Kim, is it hot in here or is it just me? And she goes, no, I'm not hot. And I felt really, really hot. And she said, open the window. And I opened the window and I couldn't even think properly. It was really weird. So God just worked in my heart. I kept calm, just went and sat down on the bed. And then I just said, okay, in my mind, I was saying, I rebuke this in the name of Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, it kind of left. And then there was sweat just running all off. And then I just stayed there on the bed for about 15 minutes. And I thought, this is rubbish. This is not who I am. And I don't accept this. And I got up and I just started to get ready and do my thing. And I forgot about it. And Kim was laughing. She said, now you know what I feel like when I get my hot flushes, don't you? I get no compassion. I don't want no compassion from her either. Because I go to God and my dependency is upon the Heavenly Father. And, you know, if we need to take rest, you take rest. If you need to relax, you relax. But, you know, you don't let the things of this world trouble you. You know, there's lots of things going on in the world that can trouble us right now. But our trust is in God. We're to stay with God. We're to trust in him with all our heart, lean not to our own understanding, and in all our ways acknowledge him. And it's just a change of your thoughts. So if you're feeling anxious, if you're fearing, if you're worried, just change your thoughts. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So that you can think clearly, you can receive God's words to your heart and your mind. Okay, and devils are completely defeated, and you are complete in Christ. And, you know, there's no generational curses. You know, this doctrine brings division. There's no generational curses. Okay. People don't read the scriptures properly. And the Spirit of God will reveal to you. You can see people use these things about generational curses, and it generates fear in people's hearts rather than giving the people faith. And we've been set free from generational curses through the accomplished works of Jesus Christ. And if we haven't, then he didn't accomplish it, did he? Yeah. So it's very simple. You keep to the sound doctrine. And when these doctrines continue to go on and through people that you love and know, then you need to speak up. Like, God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. Be boldly. God said to, you know, Paul said to Timothy, I've left you at Ephesus so that you make sure no one teaches any other doctrine. He said to Titus, you stay here in Crete and make sure that things are done decently in order. You set things in order. And that's what a minister's job does. And that's what I do. I do that. If I hear something, I have to say something because it's just in my heart to do it. And it's not that I'm trying to pick fights or anything like that with someone, but there's a difference between knowledge and truth. Knowledge will keep you where you are. Truth will set you free. And Jesus Christ said, if you continue in my word, then you are free, and you're free indeed, right? Jesus said that thy truth, Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth, not just what's written, but what's coming from you through the Spirit of God. It separates people out. So the religious type of people that are held in by tradition will stay exactly where they are if they haven't got a humble heart. So we need to have a humble heart ready to receive. You've got the Spirit of God. You can discern. You've got the scriptures. God can show you, okay, what someone is saying, whether it's truth or error, whether it's truth or tradition. And so I want to live in truth, and I want to live in power. If I'm living in truth, I can live in power. I can receive sound doctrine. I can see right direction, right instruction. And, you know, and it just keeps us in that right place where we can really move, live and move and have our being. Before, when I was having different doctrines and listening to different teachers, going to this fellowship, going to that fellowship, you know, I was getting confused because there'd be a lot of contradictions or slight changes on what was said, until God just showed me where I needed to connect to learn sound doctrine. When I decided to connect there, it was through the decision. Lots of people still need to make decisions because you think you know the scripture, so you think you're fine. But God wants you to grow if you want to grow. It's available. If you want to walk in the power of God, it really is available. But there is a cost, and the cost is a humble heart, a meek heart, and a willing heart to pursue, to connect, and to do. And Amy hit it right on the head. Practice. We practice. So what I've been doing from the words that I've received, I've been practicing it. I've been proving it. You got to prove the things. You know, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, who to? Yourself. Yes, yourself and others. What is that good? And what is that acceptable? And what is that perfect will of God? So, speaking in tongues is good. Okay? Your faith and your confession is very good. Saying what you want rather than what you see with your physical eyes is good. Okay, honoring God is good. Being faithful is good. Being faithful comes with a promise. You're bound in blessings. So all these things, if you just, it's very simple. See, the more complicated it is, the more you've got to work at it and study it to understand it, it's not simple. That's not simple. Everything from God is easy and gentle and easy to be entreated. And it's good and it bears fruit. Okay, but you've got to study this to, I really just can't grab this. Listen, you've got the Spirit of God. You're not supposed to grab it with your physical understanding anyway. It's with your spiritual mind, the Christ in you. And if you're humble and meek, you will receive the words, you know, and you'll receive the words gladly. So when you position yourself to receive, which I done a teaching on last week, is on the website, you know, be ready to receive. I was talking about guard your heart with all diligence for out of it, the issues of life. Put a guard around your heart and a bridle on your mouth. Because what comes out of here and is synchronized will come to pass. Faith or fear. Fear works the same way that faith does, just in reverse. So if you're thinking and you're worrying about certain things, and then you start saying it to your friends or your family, you're, well, love, I'm really worried, you know, these sweats, what could it be? And, you know, if you go that route, then, you know, you'll get what you believe for. If it's negative, that's what comes, right? So we want to stay with God and we want to say what God says, you know, and we know that we are victorious in every situation. We really are. And we are well provided for. God is a good father. He's not a child abuser. And he's provided for each and every one of us to be victorious. He sees you as victorious. He sees you as his son. He doesn't see you. He sees Christ in you. And what is he seeing? Is he seeing a defeated Christ in you or a living one? You are the living epistles known and read of all men. So God wants you to orientate your heart to him. He wants you focusing on his spirit, not devil spirits. When we focus our minds in the wrong places, oh, she must be having a devil spirit. He must be having a devil spirit. You don't need to focus there, because if someone is having a devil spirit, God can reveal it to you, right? It's called discerning of spirits. And then if he reveals it to you, it's either to give you wisdom, whether to say something or not say something or to cast the thing out, but you have great authority. And those devil spirits, they know if you know who you are in Christ. Believe me, I know. Through my own practice and through my own ministering, they know if you're walking them up. So you need to just relax, know who you are. You are seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are righteous, justified, sanctified, redeemed, and you've been committed the word and ministry of reconciliation. So we need to speak those words that reconcile. So if you've got fear in your heart, speak the words that reconcile your mind to the spirit. I haven't got no fear. If you've got poverty, no, I've got of riches. I've got abundance. Jesus Christ became poor so that you could become rich in every single area. And abundance starts in the heart. That's where it starts. And then it comes from your mouth. And then it starts to materialize in front of you as you practice, as you stay doing that, because your words are seed. When you speak, you are sowing seed. And that seed is the seeds of your words. And Proverbs says, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You're going to get fruit from the words you speak. The ones that you believe in your heart, the ones that you confess from your mouth, negative or positive, will come to pass. So we got to guard our minds. We got to guard our hearts. And we got to set our affections on things above, not on the things of this earth. So when we do that, when we orientate our minds to God, then our speech will be orientated. And then our actions will follow. Our body will follow our mind and our mouth. So we need to just, you know, we are perfect spiritually. We got that spirit of God in us, right? We don't focus on the old man. The old man's dead. It says, reckon it dead, because it is. Reckon it dead. You're just feeding off the things around you otherwise. You're living by what the news media says. See, that's the devil's news. The media news is the devil's news, all right? And there may be some things that are factual on there, but a lot of it's made up. A lot of it is designed to build fear. When have you ever heard good news on the news? You haven't, have you? The only good news you get is on this Zoom fellowship and anywhere else you might hear someone preach. Because that's what we're doing. We're speaking by the Spirit here. We're preaching. We're declaring forth the things that God is now energizing in our heart. As I open my mouth, I'm allowing God to give me those words. You can do exactly the same, because no one is different. I'm not better than you. You're not better than me. The same Christ that you've got in you, I've got the same Christ in me. The same scriptures you got, I also got. Okay? And I'm not trying to understand them through my educated mind or somebody else's workings of them. Okay, I now go to God and he does show you. When you allow him to show you, when you trust in him, it says, trust in the scriptures with all your heart. It doesn't say that. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, your own understanding of the scriptures. Everyone's got an understanding of the scriptures, and there's many denominations, many ideas of what that one scripture is saying. The Baptists will say it means this. The Methodists will say it means that. The Pentecostals will say it means this. And the Jehovah's Witnesses will say, no, it means that. winds of doctrine. God says, don't be tossed around with winds of doctrine, but you're filled with that Spirit of God. You've got the living God in you, and you've got Christ in you. You've got the living Word living in you. And God says, open your mouth and I will fill it. Your words will be light coming out of your mouth. Your words will heal people's hearts. The ones that receive your words gladly will be healed. The ones that receive your words gladly will get direction. The ones that receive your word gladly will have vision. And the ones that receive your word gladly will prosper and be fruitful. The ones that receive your words gladly, I will send my laborers to, because they are willing, they are ready, they are meek and they're humble, and I can do something with them. I can't do something with someone that thinks they know it all. And we don't all know it all. And that's the truth of it. You know, someone that's a biblical researcher, which is good, nothing wrong with researching, but they think they know it all. I've met many of them, and they're great people, but they think they know it all. You know, like, no, I've got a better angle on this on you. Well, how about God's angle on these scriptures? He wrote them. He had them written. He gave those words in the beginning. All those words that are written were given by inspiration of God, just like words are being spoken now, just that they were recorded for us to give us a base. The scriptures are our base so that we can go to it. And, oh, yes, this is right. Oh, we can see in the book of Acts, these guys didn't carry around all the scrolls of them. They didn't have all the, you know, the law of Moses under the arms going around saying, well, hold on a minute. This is it. This said it about Jesus. Look, Paul was a Pharisee of the Pharisee. And if anyone had the right to go around opening up a scroll, would have been Paul. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisee. But what happened? He got born again. He got filled with the Holy Spirit and he was led by God. And like, again, these records, the things I'm saying is like, it seems like it's repetition, but it's what God wants you to hear. That's why I'm saying it. And that's why God's energized me. I wasn't planning to speak now, but wonderful things that Amy shared inspired me. And usually I share towards the end, but recently I've been sharing right at the beginning. Paul, you know, like in Thessalonica, you know, he said, I'm so thankful for you guys, because when you received the words from us, you didn't receive it as the words of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which is effectually worketh in you. The word of God was coming from their mouth. It was going directly to them. They would tell them about the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, the gift of Holy Spirit, the power of God, and to preach the word throughout all nations. Okay, this is what they were being encouraged to do, to live their life unto God, to live a sanctified life. Sanctified means you're separated. You're separated from the world's way. You're separated from religion way. And the spirit that you've got has set you free. Stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We know in that context it was talking about the yoke of bondage, the law. Okay, Paul had been, he began in the spirit with the Galatians, in teaching them, encouraging the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, telling them about the gift of Holy Spirit. These guys were walking by the Spirit. These guys were talking by the Spirit. They didn't have any knowledge of the law. They were born again fresh. They were getting the fresh bread and they were fresh. They didn't have all the baggage of the tradition. So they were moving. And then what happened? The religious boys? The born-again Jews, they come along, oh, you've got to follow the law of Moses. You've got to do this, you've got to do that. Paul says, no, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? What was the truth? That now you've got the Spirit of God. Now you can be led by God. Each one of you filled with the Spirit, led by the Spirit, speaking by the Spirit. And as you do that, you're fulfilling the scriptures if you're led by the Spirit. You're fulfilling the scriptures if you allow God to work in you. And that's what God wants to do. We're not saying don't read the scriptures. You go to the scriptures as God is leading you. Everything now is to be God-led. Jesus Christ lived the God-led life. He was led by God. He wasn't led by the scriptures or the scrolls or the written things. He knew what it said. And when he was challenged with the things that were said, he would give them the right understanding of the things. And then lots of people didn't like him because he was telling the truth. Right? And it's the same, no different today from someone that talked about and encouraged about speaking by the Spirit than someone that's been Bible research taught. I've been Bible research taught. But now I know the contrast, because there is a big contrast. But it doesn't mean to say I don't read the scriptures. It doesn't mean to say I don't look at the Hebrew or the Greek or the Orientalisms or the, you know, the figures of speeches, because I do. And then I keep that in my heart and I allow God to bring out what he wants said today. And if you do that, you will be profitable, you will be fruitful, and you will be well-pleasing, and you will just abound in every area. I mean, I enjoy my life. If it's just me on my own, if no one wanted to come on it, I'd still be blessed. Because my God has never left me or forsaken me, and he's always made me the head. He's always made me come up smelling of roses. Many people have wanted to see me fail. Can I tell you? But God always keeps me at the top because my heart is after him. My heart is after that truth. None of us are perfect. None of us got it all right. But the things we understand and know and do, and you see fruit from it, you're not going to move away from it. When you start practicing something and you see fruit, you won't stop doing it because you know it works. And God wants you to be happy. He wants you to be joyous. He wants you to be successful every single day. God wants you to prosper and have a very good journey through life. You prosper in your heart and your mind with his truths. As you apply it, then the manifestation will also be there. The prosperity in your life and your living. All needs being supplied and met in every category. It's already been paid for. Jesus Christ paid the price for everything. Like Amy said, you're healed. You're rich. The script, even Paul was saying, you're rich because Jesus became poor so you could become rich in the heart, in the mind, in understanding. And as you are applying the wisdom of God, then the manifestation of those blessings start to evidence in your life. God's not going to pat you from the back for how much you study the scriptures, but he's going to pat you on the back for how much you obey him from your heart and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. And that you set your love upon him and that you encourage God's people, that you feed them the right things. And I don't have to worry if people receive this or not. I don't have to worry because I'm doing what God says, and the truth will separate out the humble and the non-humble. And you know what? I was taught this and it's true. It really works that way. And I know, I can guarantee you now by God, that the word is going to multiply here in Bristol, England, and throughout the UK and Europe like it is in India and Nepal. Because God said it twice, more than twice, actually. But God said it. It is happening now. It's already, don't miss out on the blessings. No, orientate your life to God. Set out to God. You got to, and do you know what, in the beginning when I was teaching about committed decisions, you're not going to go nowhere without a committed decision to God and to do what he's showing you to do, to stay where he shows you to stay. And if you do that, you will flourish and prosper and grow even when there's only a handful of people in front of you. Because I know, because it's happened in my life, right? And God wants great increase. He wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So everything's been laid on for you. Come, eat freely. It's free. You got to eat. Up to you. Do you want to eat? Like I was sharing recently with a few people, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You got to present the food before them. And then it's up to them to eat. And if they eat, man, they want more. It's like having your first steak for the very first time. Like, I want more of this. Oh, I want it nice and juicy. Or whatever food that you really like. First time you taste it, you just wanted it again and again. Jeremiah said, I found your word and I did eat it. It became the joy and rejoicing of my heart. So when your mind is orientated to God, that word is living in your heart and that word is living in your mind. And lots of times I don't need to go to the scripture because it just comes there. It's there. I could read Ephesians in my mind. I can quote it if I wanted to because I've got it there. I put it there. And thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I delight in thy word. And it's not talking about scripture. It's talking about the living words from God and what's written too. Because that is the living word from God written down. It's very simple. We make it complicated. This thing is easy. Really, very easy. Jesus Christ said, my yoke is easy, my burdens are light. I keep saying these things because it's there. It really is simple. And I can say that because I'm doing it. And I could be bold to say I'm doing it because I know I'm doing it. And I'm practicing these things. And I'm saying to Kim all the time, man, this is so easy. Why don't people just get it? Why don't people get about speaking in tongues? Why don't people get about speaking by the Spirit? Why don't people get about honoring God and being faithful? Why don't people get about connecting somewhere? I don't understand it, love. Why don't they get it? And I do understand what it is. It's the doctrine, what you've been taught previously, because it happened to me. And it took 4 years to God to isolate me by myself and get me humble. And I'm going, God, what's happening? What's going on? But see, like, you're in the palms of God's hand. He never let me go, but he did isolate me because he wanted to get me humble, because he's got a great plan for me, and he had to humble me for me to see it. And I'm so thankful God did, because everything I'm doing is from God. The humble part was from God. The connecting part for me was from God. The understanding now is coming because I'm doing it. The understanding won't come until you practice.